The European Union has now imposed additional sanctions on Belarus after that Eastern European country forced a Ryanair flight to Lithuania to land in Belarus under a false claim of a bomb threat, a pretense for arresting Roman Protasevich, a prominent opposition journalist from Belarus who was on board. So what questions does this now raise for the airline industry? Here now is transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here. And Seth, we know some countries are now ordering their airlines to avoid the airspace over Belarus. The EU advised them to do so. How big a deal is this?
Well, first, you just start with the logistics of that. And indeed, if you look at one of those websites or apps where you can see live radar, Flight Radar 24 or FlightAware, one of those, there's basically this big hole over Belarus right now. You see airplanes all over Europe, except there as flights have begun again in the aftermath of the pandemic, but not over Belarus. And so that tells you that airlines are basically having to fly out of the way, having to spend more on fuel, that sort of thing, add time to their flight where they usually would have flown over Belarus.
Well, a lot of airlines saying they're not even going to travel over the country at all, which means you can't fly in or out of Belarus, right? To Western Europe, at least.
Right. And you know, not a lot of demand right now, probably,
for that,
you know, because of what's happening, right? Exactly, in terms of actually flying to or from there. And the greater impact there is, just the fact that airlines typically overfly Belarus. It is along a lot of common routes. So even a lot of us who have never been to Belarus, like myself, have almost certainly flown over it if we've flown ever between Europe and Asia, let's say.
Yeah. Well, so to what the leader of Belarus did, what power does the country have over a flight routing through its airspace? You know, we're reading there are laws about using your military against a civilian plane.
Yeah, this is, you know, they here are basically accused of tricking Ryanair into landing there, right? Generally, the relationship is that an airline and its passengers are basically customers of the country they're overflying. Airlines pay what are called overflight fees to the country that funds the air traffic control system. And in exchange for that, they're supposed to get safe passage over the country and depend on the fact that whatever air traffic controllers are telling them is for safety reasons. There have been times, of course, over the years where things have gone horribly wrong, but those are very much the exception. And this now prominent on that list of incidents. We can remember tragically the Malaysian airliner shot down over Ukraine, the Russians accused of shooting it down back in 2014, for example. And now this.
Well, what does this all mean, Seth Kaplan, to the average U.S. traveler who may be thinking, oh, I might fly to Europe or fly to Asia, as you said, this summer?
Less than other incidents, even ones that weren't allegedly nefarious, have meant simply because of the geography. Again, if you just picture where Belarus is, it's not between New York and Paris or New York and London. You might remember, Robin, I guess it's about a decade ago now, that volcano in Iceland was so disruptive because Iceland is right along the path between so many American cities and so many European cities. So even though nobody was accused of doing anything wrong, that was terribly disruptive to the summer travel season. This a little bit less so for Americans just because of the geography.
Right. Well, we know the UN's International Civil Aviation Organization is going to meet tomorrow and they're going to take a look at all of this. Seth Kaplan here now is transportation analyst. What an incredible story, Seth. Thank you.